Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. Donald Trump has said several times that this election is rigged. At first, he was blaming all the brown and black people for voting too many times, but now he's saying that the DNC is forcing people to vote for Hillary at gunpoint. You know, the guns that she's going to steal from every American. And there are a group of liberals who are so against Trump that they are actually denying that election fraud and rigging can actually happen. First off, let me just say that by saying election fraud is real does not mean I now support Trump. I don't. I am brown. There is literally zero benefits for me supporting Trump. Now, with that said, I have to point out the irony in all this, right? Donald Trump revises his own history constantly. It's like he's got this weird form of Alzheimer's where he forgets things that he says on television every 6 seconds. It's like he's got goldfish brain. Right now, what's interesting is that the people that are denying election fraud are doing the same thing. They're revising their own history, and history is rewritten by the winners, and the left is acting like they already won. I mean, are they that desperate that they are going to stoop to Trump's levels for the sake of victory? According to election lawyer Chris Ashby, the election can't be rigged for several reasons. One of them being that it's all state-run, and the people working at the polls are just average Joes, just like you and me. Wait a second, hold on. How long did it take for you to be an election lawyer? What, like 6 to 7 years to figure out how the polls and the election system works? And we're supposed to trust a bunch of people that attended a seminar at a Holiday Inn on a Tuesday to know it just as well as you? Look, I'm no mathematician, but something's not adding up here. Ashby's point is that the voting system is decentralized, so how can they organize and collude against a particular group of people? All right, well, let's just look at how felons are treated to vote, right? In Maine and Vermont, you can vote even if you're a felon. It's almost like in those states, they're like people. But in states like DC or Hawaii, your voting rights gets restored once you're out of prison. In states like Louisiana and Kansas, you don't get your right to vote until your parole is up. I mean, it's like saying, I know you're a rehabilitated person and you're trying to join society, but we won't let you forget, cope, and move forward with that one mistake you made. It's like in the fourth grade when you peed your pants and then people are still bringing it up at the 10-year high school reunion. In states like Alabama or Nevada, you have to apply to get your voting rights restored. And if this is anything like the DMV, it's going to take a while. With these rules changing state by state for felons, I mean, how can we expect them to be a part of society when we won't let them be good enough for society and we keep bringing up their mistake over and over again? I mean, no wonder these guys go back to prison all the time if this is how we're going to treat them. And these rules are just for the felons. We have a completely different set of rules for black people and Mexicans and women per state. It's enough to make your head spin. Now, Ashby goes on to say that in order to rig an election, you would have technology that's only seen in the Mission Impossible movies. Well, I guess that means that Russia has better technology than America does. I mean, they hacked the DNC back in the summer. Wait, is that the present that Donald Trump supposedly got from Putin? It's just an orb of diabolical power that's rigging the elections. And in that case, wouldn't Donald Trump then have the power to rig an election? Alright, so you don't have to be Tom Cruise, but you can just be a Princeton professor with an access to a screwdriver, which is the case for Princeton professor Andrew Apple, who hacked into several voting machines in under 7 minutes back in August. Actually, in the 90s, Apple and his colleague Ed Felton broke into voting machine after voting machine and then played arcade games on them, just to show you how easy it was. It turns out that Miss Pac-Man actually believes that we should be voting for the right woman to be president and that there should be third-party involvement. As she put it, it can't just be the Pac-Mans and asteroids all the time. We gotta give a chance to Pong. And maybe Tekken has some really good ideas. That actually might be a better voting system than what we have now. have a video game where you play and you have to make choices at each level, and sometimes it's a liberal choice or it's a conservative choice, and based on your selections, that's the candidate you choose to vote for, right? And youngsters would come out in record numbers to cast their votes if we called it Call of Duty Election Day. Ashby says that in order for election fraud to happen on a big scale, it will involve the powers that be in the Republican and Democratic Party to come together, which is really cute to think. But each party has its own special way of disenfranchising voters, right? Like, they are in a competition to see who can fuck over the most amount of people. To say that this is a reason election fraud won't happen is to ignore the last 8 months of this election alone. Republicans have been known to change polling stations, change times, make people wait in line for hours and hours, and blame people for wanting to vote, which was the case this year in Arizona. The Democrats and the DNC colluded against Bernie, they ignored exits polls and flicked democracy right in the taint, and then claimed, well, we don't know what a taint really is. But the Republican Party takes the cake on voter disenfranchisement. The cross-check program basically looks for voters with the same name and gets rid of both of them. So if there's two Bob Smith, neither votes are counted. But this is more for the Raúls and Marias out there. And this is a program that ignores its own name, right? Like, there is no cross-checking done between social security numbers, middle names, addresses to see if they're on opposite sides of the country. So basically, the GOP is targeting minority voters who normally vote Democrats. And I know you're thinking, well, Krish, a lot of white people have the same name too, and that's true. But if you are dedicated to your systemic racism, then you'll sacrifice a few pawns to get to the queen. But right now, I'm not really sure who the queen is. And I don't know if they know who the queen is either. As Greg Palast reported, upwards of 41,000 voters were not counted because of cross-check in Virginia and Ohio alone. Now, when he asked the Secretary of State in Ohio about this, he ran. Like, he literally did the cartoonish version of running away. Like, look over there! And then he bolted, and there was just like a dotted outline of what used to be his body shape. So these are just a few examples of how election fraud has come into the light in this election. So, to anyone saying that it's not real just because Trump is saying it, that's not a good reason to not question how the system works. Trump saying the election isn't rigged is a desperate attempt to get Bernie voters who are begrudgingly going to vote for Hillary. But that doesn't outweigh his lying, xenophobic, racist, misogynistic nonsense and deluded statements. All this is proof of is that maybe Donald Trump isn't as dumb as we thought. I mean, he manipulated the undereducated, the poor, the old thinking, and the stubborn to ignore his faults and focus on some of the other ones that are out there. But both parties are at fault here, right? They aren't innocent in this at all. And to ignore something just because Trump is chaos personified doesn't fix this problem. It's up to us to come together and try to fix these issues so that our democracy and our elections aren't burned to the ground. We need a better system to vote. A system that doesn't displace its voters. That's actually fair. Where every vote counts. A video game system might not be that bad of an idea. Hell, bring back paper ballots. Stop ignoring exit polls. And if Diebold's machines are getting hacked all the time, but Apple's aren't, then maybe Apple should be making voting machines. It doesn't matter, as long as there is a simplistic way to vote for everyone, where everybody's vote is actually counted, then we won't have to worry about or talk about election fraud and rigging. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in New Orleans, Pensacola, Florida, Athens, Georgia, and Huntsville, Alabama. You can go to my website, ramennoodlescomedy.com, for all the details. You can also download my albums and subscribe to my Bandcamp page to get exclusive stand-up comedy material. And if you would like to donate to my Patreon, which supports DIY video series like this one, my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, and socially conscious stand-up comedy, you can go to patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Thanks for getting into it.